staff of HDF TV Deuterium Rocket Mama Mohammed Hero Services. January 22, 2013, patient name is Cecilia Abrams, CECELIA ABRAMS. Date of birth is October 14, 1949, period. Primary care physician is Dr. Wen K, located at 2117 Spring Wells, Detroit, Michigan, 48209. Phone number 313-841-1600. Fax number 313-842-0600. Period, next paragraph, cardiology clinic note, next paragraph. Reason for visit, follow-up, next paragraph. Dear colleague, we have the pleasure of seeing this Abram in our clinic today with past medical history significant for diabetes, hypertension, CVA, urothiasis, and lung carcinoma, period. Peripheral arterial disease status, post-multiple peripheral angiograms with endovascular revascularization, and the most recent one of the right SFA and right popliteal artery performed on January 13, 2012, period. She came to our clinic as a follow-up, period. Next paragraph of today's visit, she does not have any claudication, period. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, arthropneia, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, syncopal or presyncopal episodes, dizziness, period. She also denies any bilateral limb leg edema or palpitation, period. Next paragraph, past medical history significant for number one, diabetes, two, hypertension, three, CVA, four, urothiasis, five, lung carcinoma status resection. Past surgical history is significant for resection of lung carcinoma. No. Period. Next paragraph. Social history is significant for smoking two packs per day previously, but she quit in 2011, period. She denies any alcohol intake or any illicit drug use, period. Next paragraph. Family history is insignificant, period. Next point. Paragraph. Allergies. She is allergic to codeine and compazine. For next paragraph, current medications include glucophage, 500 mg twice daily. Next point, Vizitec, 20 mg, 2 tablets QD, price 2.5 mg daily. Next point, Vicodin extra strength, 1 tablet QHS. Next point, calcium with vitamin D once daily. Next point, Flonase, 2 puffs in each nostril QD. Next point, Ambien, 5 mg daily. Next point, Plavix, 75 mg daily. Next point, Ecotrin, 325 mg OD. Next point, Ferrosulfate, 325 mg daily. Next point, Zocor, unknown dosage. Paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs today include blood pressure of 136 by 77, heart rate of 84 per minute. Weight 156.8 pounds, height 5'1".
You saw the question yesterday. Was it who
consulted?
Yesterday or
Friday? BMI 29.6, please copy normal physical examination template, pre next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. CT thorax, done on April 16, 2012. Impression stable CT of the thorax, no change in right upper lobe mass, period. Next point. Okay. Hematology studies from April 16, 2012. WBC 7.4, RBC 4.17, hemoglobin 10.0, hematocrit 32.6. CT thorax performed on December 14, 2012. Impression stable consolidated mass along the posterior pleural surface, right upper lobe, period residual malignancy not excluded. Grossly stable appearance to predominantly paramediastinal fibrotic changes likely on a post radiation basis. Next point, lab chemistry is performed on December 14, 2012, shows sodium 137, potassium 4.2, chloride 102, carbon dioxide 26, anion gap 9, glucose 175, urine nitrogen 226, creatinine 1.3.
You know what is bridging? My son is bridging.
Next point, peripheral angiography done on January 13, 2012. Discovered from cardiology clinic note of February 21, 2012. Page 2. Next find ETG performed on February 21, 2012. Discovered from cardiology clinic note of February 21, 2012, page 2. Next point.
Only showed mild LAD myocarditis.
Arterial Doppler of the upper extremities done on May 6, 2011. Discovered from cardiology clinic note of February 21, 2012, page 3. Next point. CD of the head done on February 17, 2010. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of February 21, 2012, page 3. Next point. 2U chest X-ray done on February 17, 2010. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of February 21, 2012, page 3. Next point, lung biopsy done on February 18, 2010 shows adenocarcinoma. Next point, carotid arterial Doppler study done on June 17, 2010. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of February 21, 2012, page 3.
Please copy medication list.
Next point, peripheral angiogram done on March 4, 2011. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of February 21, 2012, page 4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. Today's visit, the patient does not complain of any chest pain or shortness of breath that is exertional, period. But giving the multiple risk factors that the patient has for coronary artery disease on today's visit, she has been scheduled for a percentine nuclear stress test to screen for coronary artery disease. Period. Next point. Peripheral arterial disease. The patient is a known patient of peripheral arterial disease post peripheral angiogram multiple times, with most recent one performed on 13-2012 with endovascular revascularization of the right SFA and right popliteal artery. This is the patient does not complain of any claudication, period. This is the patient has been scheduled for a segmental ABI to check for any refractory peripheral arterial disease. Period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 1 month. Period. Next point. Diabetes mellitus. The patient is a known diabetic.
Okay, Afzal.
And we have advised the patient to stay compliant with the medication plan and follow with the primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next point. History of CVA. The patient is an own patient of CVA status post-carotid arterial Doppler study, which was negative according to the note of February 21, 2012, page 4. Period.
When he said 5,
the arterial Doppler study was done on June 17, 2010 with no hemodynamic significant stenosis in the carotid system bilaterally. Period. The patient denies any lightheadedness, syncopal or presyncopal episodes. Period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 1 month or sooner if necessary. Period. We have also advised the patient to call us immediately upon experiencing symptoms. Period. Next point. Hypertension. The blood pressure, the patient is a known hypertensive. On today's visit, the blood pressure is 136/77. Period. We advise the patient to stay compliant with the medication plan and adhere to low salt diet. And we will continue to follow up appointment in 1 month. Period. We also advise the patient to continue to follow with her primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next point. Hyperlipidemia. The patient is a known hyperlipidemic, and we have advised the patient to follow up with the primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next participant in the care of Ms. Abrams. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. Period. We will see her back in our clinic in 1 month. Period. Meanwhile, we have suggested that she continues to see her primary care physician. Period. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Fahad Aftab, FHDFTUB, dictated for Dr. Maher Elder. This is the end of this dictation period.